Praise the Lord.
You know, we appreciate the Word of God so much
that we like to come back to it.
So before I come, I have all these wires on me. And we will be able to come back to it. And whenever somebody is speaking here, we are taking notes. Because we believe that it is not the wisdom of man, but it's the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Let me pray. Father God, we pray in this moment that it would be you speaking this afternoon. Lord, you know the hearts of the people gathered here. You know the particular needs of every single one of them. So Lord, I pray that you would come and meet those needs. Lord, that your Spirit would come and touch them. Inspire them that they would grow. We pray for the presence of God.
Amen.
We pray for the anointing. In the name of Yeshua we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You know, the situation is that you might be similar to what Josiah was saying. You might be asking yourself, what am I to do? What is really God wanting from me? It's just typical for young people, but not only, but typical for young people. And one of the problems we have as young people is we are thinking too low. The world is trying, or even the religious system is trying to tell us that we are very limited. You know, there is this story of a fisherman. I don't know whether it's a true story, but it's a good story. You know, there are two fishermen and they are by the river and they are fishing. And the one is observing the other one because he catches a nice, beautiful fish. And he would get a fish, he would unhook it and throw it back to the river. And he's wondering, what's going on? He catches another beautiful, huge, big fish and throws it back to the river. And again and again. So he kind of is curious, so he goes to ask him, what are you doing? I see all these beautiful fish, and why do you throw them back to the river? And he answers as well, I have at home just a small pan.
Gikan ko sa iyang gamay pa niya pang palisdaan ito.
You know, he was looking for a small fish that he can put it on his small pan. Yeah, it is a funny story. And if it's a true story, it's ridiculous. But this is how we behave. You know, God has a great calling for one and every one of you, and us, and me. You know, God has in mind something for your life. God wants to give you the big fish.
Amen.
But what we do is we pray for little fish. And when God speaks to us about the big fish, we throw it back at God and say, no, God, it's just too big for me. Amen. We are not realizing the calling that is upon our life. We want to become successful in life. We want to become pastors or singers. I mean, there are so many pastors and singers and people in the world already. Why do you want to be just one of them again? One more. Why your ambition wouldn't be higher? Why wouldn't you go to God and say, God, what is your will for my life? You know, the problem we have is we are kind of short-sighted. We are looking only at things which are few minutes or hours or days ahead of us. You know, I have. We are looking at this young children. And we are asking ourselves the question, what school should we go to? What should she do? But this is very short time vision. You know, to get married, it's very short time vision. I mean, the bigger question is, God, what do you have in mind for my life? You know, the devil wants us to be very occupied with our daily businesses. And we forget where we are really going. Eventually, we are going nowhere. Amen?
Amen.
Then you look 5 years later and you realize nothing changed. You know, if God is walking with you or you are walking with God, you must surely make a distance after a while. Amen. there, something must be changing and happening in your lives. Amen. You know, the question is, what is your purpose of life, really? And maybe you are not asking yourself the question. But this is one of the first questions you need to answer for your life. If you don't know where you want to arrive, if you don't know where you are going, don't worry about the journey. You know, this is one of the things you can ask in the churches. What is the goal? What is the ultimate goal of our being, of our Christianity? You know, the Bible says, where is no vision, the people perish. And it is very important to get the vision from the Lord. God, what do you see in the future for me? Edmar, what is the vision for this place, for future? It's the question, isn't it? It's something to be, you know, something we need to get from God. I learned one thing. I cannot think bigger unless I am with God. I have been doing certain things, I have certain skills and certain experience. And if I make purpose of my life, I do it only within the limits I gave myself, which is my skills, my finances, my experience. But look in the Bible, God is never calling people according to their skills or the current experience. Look at David. David is little nobody, little shepherd down there, one of the least. He's walking with God, but in his eyes and in the eyes of his father, he was Mr. Nobody. When Samuel comes, the father didn't even call David. Amen.
Amen.
You know, he called all the other big guys, but God saw something different. He has seen the heart of David. And the heart desired the depth of God. Amen. So you might be seemingly hidden somewhere in the corner, limited by your environment. But if you are walking with God in your closet, if you desire the depth of his mind, God has a duty to meet you. God has the duty to meet you. Amen.
Amen.
So, if you are thinking, for example, about this place or your life, Don't think in the current limits. Don't think in the current experience. Amen.
Amen.
Because one day David is a shepherd of few sheep. The next day he is the king over Israel. And he didn't have any qualification to be a king. While everybody else is trying to become a king, he never tried and he became one. Hallelujah. Look at Joseph. There was a calling upon his life. Amen.
Amen.
What happened with Joseph? In the middle of the story, Joseph is nobody. He's forgotten. He's a slave. Later he's in prison. But what was he doing? He was faithful to God. And the little things he was asked to do, he was faithful. When he was offered a sin, what did he do? He rejected. Honestly, wasn't he, Joseph, in a position where he could be bitter against God? God, you gave me promise. I obeyed you, I followed you, and here I am in the middle of trouble. Amen.
Amen.
The situation became worse. And he could say, God, sorry, I'm resigning. But he didn't. And he didn't know what will happen at the end of the story, did he? But he knew there's God. And he didn't look at his life for the short period. He wasn't looking at his life in the current circumstances. And I don't want you to be looking at the situation in the current short time period. Amen.
Amen.
Because God has something in mind from the very beginning. And I don't care about middle of the story. Amen. I don't care about the middle of the story. I care about the end of the story. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So Joseph is faithful to God. And says, I don't know what is happening with my life, but there is a promise. Sure enough, God made a promise to happen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, when Israel was calling to God that they would be delivered, God sent the deliverer. After 400 years of persecution, out of which like 230 years was in Egypt, they were desperate and they were saying, God, deliver us. But you know, their vision was still very low. It was very short. You know, they felt very uncomfortable in Egypt. They were slaves. Egypt represents the world, doesn't it?
Ang Egypto nagapakita sa kalibutan.
But when you talk to people about salvation, you know, usually these days the church is not saying to the people, repent. But they are saying, Jesus loves you. When John the Baptist or Jesus started to preach, they say, repent, because the kingdom of God is nigh. If you go 70 years back, maybe 50 years back, all the preachers were saying, repent, because the kingdom of God is nigh.
Sa 50 o 70 na katuig ng milabay ang kasagaran diwali sa mga magwawalimbaw kayo ng pag-inulsol, kaya doon na ang pagbalik sa Ginoo.
Now everybody is saying, Jesus loves you, don't change, He will take care of your problems. Amen. You know, and people receive Jesus Christ in the same way the Israelites got delivered from Egypt. They run from the Pharaoh, they run from the problems. God delivers them and heals them. Now they go through a major miracle. I mean, they walk through a sea. Imagine you would walk through sea, it's like a huge aquarium. You know, you are walking and there's this wall of water. Yeah, and you see the big fish and the shark, they come to you. You know, and you're kind of looking at the fish. You know, I mean, it is not something which is happening every day, is it? You had miracles in your life too. You can testify God met you. And we go through it and we are full of hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. And you know, and the joy and the faith and our dedication to God lasts for 3 days. Three days later, you know, the faith and everything is gone. Their vision was to leave Egypt and become their own Pharaoh. They wanted the same gods. They wanted the same music. They wanted to have the same orgies.
Huh?
The same parties. Okay. They wanted to be the same, but without a pharaoh. And then you see churches which do exactly the same thing. They don't have any vision. Any vision, any calling whatsoever. The same lifestyle, the same party. Except no more Pharaoh. They were not interested in getting into promised land and overcoming. They didn't want to fight any giants. They wanted to have the food of Egypt. They didn't want to be collecting manna on a daily basis. You know, they couldn't make it to the promised land. They had to die there on the desert. You know, the question is, what is our calling? The question is, God, what do you want from me? What do you want to make me? What do you want for my children? Education? Maybe. But what for? God, what is your plan with the humanity from the beginning? Why have you even created the world and the people in the world? Amen.
Amen.
You know, somebody said here that the very purpose we are coming. We can find it in Colossians 1:28. It says, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
Colossians 1:28. Kaya kinsa kami nagwali nga nagapasidaan sa matag tao o nagatudlo sa matag tao diha sa tibuok kaalam aron kami makataniyag sa matag tao nga hingpit diha ni Kristo Jesus.
Amen.
You know, there's a desire from God that we would be made perfect in Him.
Nga mahimo kitang hingpit diha kaniya.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
It is the first ultimate question. Do we believe it? Not that you believe that God can make me or somebody perfect, but God can make you perfect. Do you believe you can walk with God the same way the apostles, the prophets, the people of God were walking with God?
Yeah. Panginoon.
Do you believe you can hear God very clearly that He will lead you? Do you believe you can be very close to God, that you can understand what He means? I believe it.
Amen.
I am not there yet. But the first thought is, you have to decide what do you believe.
Amen.
You know, Henry Ford said once, and I like this quotation.
Si Henry Ford.
He said, whether you believe you can do it, or whether you believe you can't do it, you're right. You know, if we believe we cannot be perfect, you're right, you never will be. You never will be. If you do not believe that you can be perfect, you never will be.
You will never. Kung dili ka motuo,
kung dili ka mahingpit,
akong motuo ka.
Kung dili ka motuo nga dili ka mahingpit, dili ka mahingpit.
Akong motuo ka nga dili ka mahingpit, dili ka mahingpit.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
So first, let's check our doctrine. What do we believe?
Ang una na ito sa siyo, natong sa siyo ng atong doktrina, kung sa kita natong
is the purpose and the calling for our lives. If you want to be looking at small things of the day, it is impossible for you to follow Christ. You know, your eye is not able to look short see my ring, which is very short for me, and at the same time see the door. I cannot do it. If I'm seeing my ring, I'm not seeing the door. If I look at the door, I don't see the ring. If you are looking at your daily business constantly and only, you don't see the plan of God. And if you are looking at your life through the plan of God, you don't see your daily problems as real problems. Because there is a solution for them in Christ and you believe it. If I ask you to make me a picture of Joseph, it would be Joseph in Egypt, wouldn't it? Being elevated. We are not seeing Joseph. You would not make a picture of Joseph there in the mass. We see the whole picture. We see the whole story. And it doesn't matter that there is a situation in the middle. It doesn't matter where you are now.
Yes.
It is important what you do or how you behave now. You know, if you want to approach God, you have to believe that God is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. You know, it doesn't matter if you are in a prison now or if you are in slavery. You have it as an opportunity to overcome. The bigger the prison is, the bigger the problem, the greater God can be in your life. But will you allow Him to be big in your life? Will you be patient with God and let Him deliver you? You know, let's look what the gentle Jesus was answering to people. When they had this short vision attitude. For example, Jesus is about to give His life. Peter is full of compassion. And said, Jesus, you cannot do this. You don't even say this that I will kill you. What did Jesus answer? Get behind me, Satan. You know, he didn't even say you are a shame to the kingdom of God. Even the thought of preserving Jesus' life was such a wimpy idea that Jesus rejected it so in such a hard way.
Bisan pa ang pagbabag ni Pedro sa paghatag sa kinabuhi sa Ginoo, gisalikway siya sa atong Ginoo.
Jesus was looking beyond the death. He was looking at the resurrection. Peter was offering him a short vision. Save your life. Worry about now. Save yourself. And Jesus is looking at it and said, what are you saying? How can I be resurrected if I am not dead?
Hallelujah.
Peter was suggesting to Jesus that he should reject resurrection.
Ang nahitabo niya ay sa pagbabag ni Pedro sa iyang kamatayon kay iyan mababagan ang pagkabanhaw sa kong Ginoo.
But Peter didn't see it.
Si Pedro wala makita kung ano siya mahitabo sa sunod.
He seen only trouble.
Ang pagantos na kasakitan ng iyang nakitaan.
He didn't see behind the trouble, beyond the trouble.
Kung ano siya mahitabo human sa maong mga kasakitan.
In the same way, in front of you, you see you're heading to trouble. Let me assure you, the more dead you will be, the more resurrected it'll be. And the greater testimony about God's power and goodness you will have. If God wants to use somebody who is skillful and able, He has to destroy him first. Big army of Israel. And God says, it's way too many. There's way too many.
Sa mga sundalo ni Gideon.
And he goes down to 300 people.
Onya gikan sa pila ka libo, niabot na lang ato sa 300 ka mga sundalo.
I want to show that I am God who can deliver in a small number.
Gusto niyang ipakita kung ano sa ngayon ang Diyos nga naghatag ng kadaogan ng itong mga tawala.
There is hundreds of us. There's hundreds of us here.
Kita gatos ta ka mga tao.
And we pray for more. The more we pray, the less we have. Huh? What are you doing? We are serving you. We did what you said. We are doing your will. And we are shrinking. I am not going to share with man the glory. God is going to do great things.
Amen.
Not because of your skills. Not because of what you are in natural. But because what he is.
Amen.
Will you give him the chance?
Amen.
Will you give him the chance?
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, God is not finished. God is working on you.
Yes.
And he is working for a purpose.
Amen.
He is sifting too. It's very easy to be part of the game when we are winning. But only those who really believe. They will stay when we are losing. Because they believe beyond. They believe beyond the current situation. Beyond. They see further beyond the current situation. Amen. You know, in Matthew 8, 21 and 22, one disciple said unto Jesus, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. You know, we say, God, I want to follow you. But let me first take care of my natural family and business. God says, don't worry about these things. Don't worry about these things. I am going to take care of it. Amen.
Amen.
Just follow me. Well, in Luke 9:61, another disciple said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.
6962. Lucas, facing up. Pito Ronoy B, versikulo 61 o 62. Oglain usab ang Ginoo, ako sunod kini mo, apatuguti una ako nga mo ato sa pagpamanamili kanila nga ato ang nagpuyo sa akong balay. 62. O si Jesus, mingon nga ito kaniya, wala'y tao nga nagagupot sa daro o nagalingig sa likod nga agayat alang sa gingharian sa Diyos.
Amen!
Don't ever look back.
Ayaw naging pagtanaw pa pagbalik.
Don't ever say yesterday was better than today.
Ayaw mo pangingon niya mas mahal pa man gahapon kaysa karon.
Do you know Beatles?
Nakahibala,
Maybe? In the music Beatles?
Ah, Beatles!
Do you know their most famous song? It's Yesterday.
Yesterday. Ah!
Yesterday, I believe in yesterday. It's a devil. It's the devil's song. You know why? You cannot bring yesterday back. There's nothing you can do about yesterday. Amen? So you have only one chance, and this is depression. And you have no hope. Yesterday is over. We are singing different song. It would be tomorrow. Tomorrow, I believe in tomorrow. Amen.
Tomorrow.
I believe in tomorrow. I don't believe in yesterday. I am not going to say yes, Lord. And at the same time, looking at yesterday. You know what I mean? Forget yesterday. It's gone, it's history. Don't worry about today. Be faithful and diligent today. But believe in tomorrow. Because there is tomorrow. God has tomorrow for you. The devil has yesterday, God has tomorrow.
Amen.
Let's not be talking and discussing what it was, how it were, how beautiful it could have been and would have been. But say, God, what can I do today about my tomorrow? And you know, don't be limited with your experience from yesterday. There are so many things God did in our life. God always spoke to me something which was so much bigger than me. You know, God comes and tells me, I want you to build this and this. And I said, God, you must be wrong. I don't have the understanding. I don't have the experience. I don't have the finances. I don't have the knowledge. But God says, if I say you can do it, then you surely can. You know, let us not be limited with the way we are looking at ourselves. Don't limit what God can do through you. Walk with Him today. Let Him lead you. Seek Him. And He's going to do things which you never would be able to do through your own power. You know, Moses was highly educated, wasn't he? He had very good contacts. Moses had very good contacts.
Ah, yeah. sakto. O maayo nga
business contacts.
Mga sani, mga kaubanan o kauban.
You know, he had a business card of Pharaoh. He had a business card of Minister of Finance. He had a business card of Minister of Army.
Maayo gid siya og kasinatian og may barog, maayo og dunay kaalam.
He was very rich.
Dato po siya.
Amen.
Nahimong anak ni Pedro.
He was very capable.
Ya, kaya niyang makakaya, kahimong gid siya.
Very good candidate to lead the people out of Egypt.
Sakto yun nga mo imong giya sa katauhan sa Israel nga mo imong giya kanila pagawas gikan sa Ehipto.
He wanted to do it.
Niya gusto niyang buhaton gana.
He wanted to do it in his strength.
Ang iyang gihunahuna nga kaya niya ang paghimo na pinagi sa iyang kusog o kaalam.
The only thing he could do was murder.
Yeah. Ang usalan na yung butang ng mahimo niya mga pagpatay. Kinakapatay man to.
God says, oh my, if I want to use you, Moses,
yeah, Diyos, akong gamiton si Moses,
you must go to Bible school.
Kinawa to siya sa Bible school.
This was Bible school for 40 years.
Yeah. Pagtulon lang sa Biblia, may namuabot o 40 ka katuigan.
Take care of my sheep.
Aron sa pagatiman sa akong mga karnero.
He's there in a tent alone tending sheep.
Nadito gid siya sa kamingawan sa tulda.
No nation behind him.
Walay mission para niya.
He even lost the ability to speak.
Gani bisan sa pagpanunti maglisod yun siya kay utalman.
The way he was speaking was very simplified.
Yeah, sa dihang masulti siya simple lang gid kay.
He totally didn't think he can do it. He didn't believe he can be the one who would lead people.
Dili siya makasalig mismo siyang kagalingon.
It was not on his mind.
Wala siyang pangunahuna nga makahimo siya tungod kay di siya ka maayo manulti.
After 40 years.
Apan human sa 40 ka tuig.
All his history, everything died.
Ang tanan nga makaliwatan nga matay yon.
And God says, now is the time.
O mga Dios karon mao na ang panahon.
Thou shalt lead the people from Egypt.
Nga kamo mo biya na gayod gikan sa Ehipto.
Me? Don't you know, God, I can't even talk fluently?
Onya, nireklamo pag siya ako nga dili ba ko makasultig maayo?
You know, sometimes when God asks me to do something, I said, God, are you sure you're talking to the right person?
Abi yo sa may tabo na sa dinya. Ya, dunay insulto ang Dios kaniya niya mureklamo siya. Imong siya nga Ginoo, ako pagidkaan saktong tao nga imong ipili.
And God got upset and said, "Am I not God?"
Onya may nga nang Ginoo nga medyo suko na nga usa to yang gingon.
Di ba ko ang Ginoo?
Di ba ako ang Ginoo?
Can't I through you do it?
Ako ba Ginoo? Makahimo pinaagi kanimo?
And he did. And God did.
Oh, gihimo gayud sa Dios.
God is well able to use you.
Kaya ang Dios makahimo gayud sa mga gamit kanato.
He doesn't need your skills.
Bisan pa og wala tay mga abilidad.
He needs your heart.
Ang gikinahanglan lang niya ang ato ang mga kasing-kasing.
He needs you to follow him and desire the will of God in your life.
Gusto niya nga mosunod kita kaniya, unya sundo nato ang gitinguha niya sa atong kinabuhi.
You know, when I see what is happening here in your midst.
Abi niya sinakita nako din sa atong taliwala.
I am full of expectations.
Hallelujah.
I see God in it. And I know it's the middle of the story. I don't know what is happening tomorrow. It can get even worse. But I know God has something in mind. Well, we are speaking about our high vision.
You know, among gipadayag ang among taas nga pananaw.
Do you know what we believe? Do you know what we understand is our vision?
Lahibalo mo sa among pagtuo dinhi nga sitwasyon.
God created man with a purpose, didn't he? Well, God created a lot of beautiful things. He created Philippines. He created the beautiful island with the trees and mountains. He created the sea.
Ang kadagatan iyang gibuhat.
The fish and the animals.
Bisan pa mga butang na nadiya, mga isda o mga kahayupan.
But it was not his kind, was it?
Pero dili pa gina mo ang tukma nga panahon.
Then he created man.
Iyahangtod niya, niya po ang panahon niyang gibuhat niya ang tao.
And in Genesis 1:26, it's the only place where God created something according His own image and likeness. Fish is not like God. Tree or dog is not like God. But we are like God. You know, if you have a biology lesson, we would be learning that there are different kinds. You know, dog and dog. A dog and dog can reproduce and have a little dog. Cow and cow can reproduce and have a cow. Dog and cow cannot reproduce, they are not the same kind. Amen. It's not possible. Because they are not the same kind. So we have the trees and we have the animals. And then we have what? Who are we? Who are we? Can you reproduce with cow?
Makadaghan ba kuno kita? Magdaghan ba kuno kita kung parisan tagbaka?
No. We are not the same kind. So what kind are we?
Unsa man kita nga klase?
Human? You are thinking too low. We are the same kind with God. We are the same kind with God. Do you know the Hebrew word is Elohim? You are Elohim kind.
Kita Elohim na klase.
Do you understand this?
Yes.
God created you.
Ang Dios naghimo kanato.
In His own image and likeness.
Himo kanaya sama sa iyang dagway o sa iyang pagkasiya.
God created you in a way.
Ang Dios nagbuhat kanato sa paagi.
That you can reproduce with God.
Kung makahimong magdaghan kita.
Your soul
ang atong mga kalag
is very unique.
Talagsaon ang atong mga kalag.
Your soul is of God's nature.
Ang atong mga kalag daw sama kayo sa Dios.
Devil is aware of it.
Ang demonyo wala kabalo, wala tayong.
You know, the angels are not the same kind.
Ang mga anghelo sab, lahi po sila ng mata.
angels can never reproduce with God.
Ang mga anghel, dili sila magdaghan no sama sa Dios.
Amen. And the angels cannot reproduce with man either.
Dili pa sila magdaghan o maka makahimog tao.
Let's go to Hebrews 2.
Ato ta sa Hebrews chapter 2.
Hebrews 2. Two and I start from one. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Busa kita kiyahanglan nga mohatag og mas mainiton nga pagmatul ngadto sa mga butang nga atong nadungog bisan sa basin sa bisan unsa nga panahon kita magtugot kini lalawagi.
Well, maybe I'll jump to 5. For unto the angels had he not put in subjection the world to come, thereof we speak.
Versículo 5. Kay ngadto sa mga anghel, wala niya ipasakop ang kalibutan nga umaabot nga niini kita nagahisgo.
He didn't give the earth to the angels, he gave it to people.
Wala gitugutan sa Dios ang mga anghel na makabato niini apan ngadto lang sa mga katawhan.
But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is a man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels, thou crownest him with glory and honor, and did set him over the works of thy hands.
Ikaw mihimo kaniya nga mas ubos ug jutay kaysa mga anghel. Ikaw mipurong-purong kaniya pinaagi sa himaya ug pasidungog. Ug may pahimutan kaniya ibabaw sa mga buhat sa imong mga kamot.
Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him, but now we see not yet all things put under him.
Imong gipasakop ang tanang mga butang ilalom sa iyang mga tiil kay tungod nga iyang gipasakop ang tanan ilalom kaniya siya walay gibilin nga wala na butang ilalom kaniya apan karon wala pa nato makita ang tanang mga butang nga nabutang ilalom kaniya.
But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should test death for every man.
Apan kita nakakita ni Jesus, kinsa gibuhat nga mas ubos ug jutay kaysa mga anghel. Alang sa pag-antos sa kamatayon, gipurong-purongan pinaagi sa himaya ug pasidungog, aron siya pinaagi sa grasya sa Dios, makatilaw ug kamatayon alang sa matag tawo.
For it became him for whom all are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings.
Kay kini nahimo siya alang sa dagkinsa ang tanan mga butang ug pinaagi sa dagkinsa ang tanan mga butang sa pagdala sa daghan ng mga anak ngadto sa himaya sa paghimo sa kapitan sa ilang kaluwasan nga higpit pinaagi sa mga pag-antos.
For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
Kisiya nga nagabalaan, o sila kinsa gibalaan ang tanan. Iya sa usa, tungod ni ini nga hinungdan, siya wala na ulaw sa pagtawag kanila ng mga isuon.
You know, he would never call an angel a brother or son. He is saying, we are the brethren because we have the same capability. You know, if we jump, for example, 2:16. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham.
Hebreo capítulo 2, versículo 16. Kaya sa pagkatinood, siya wala may angkor nga nakaniya sa kiniyahan sa mga anghel. Apat siya may angkor nga nakaniya sa taliwat ni Abraham.
You know, God is the same nature as we are. That's how He created us. And there are other scriptures where He clearly says we are of the same kind. If you go to Psalm 82:6, Psalm 82:6, it says, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High.
Salmo, kapitulo 82, versikulo 6. Ako mingon, kamo mga Diyos, ugtanan ka ninyo mga anak sa labing hataas.
Amen. Alright. Come here, brother. Let's go to Hebrew and see what is the word. Come here, you are gods. Okay, let's go to Hebrew and see what is the word when he says you are gods. Let's go to Hebrew language. And let's see what is the word when he says you are gods. If it's not translated in the wrong way. Come here. I click here. You are gods. And this is the Hebrew. What does it say?
Elohim.
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 So the Bible says, ye are gods. In other words, ye are Elohim. You know, in a Bible in Genesis, when God created the world, it is that Elohim created the world. If you go to Old Testament and you go to Hebrew, and it speaks about God said, God did, God said, God did, Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. So the scripture here says, I have said, ye are Elohim, and all of you are children of the Most High. If you are children of the Most High, you must be the same kind. You know, the devil is trying to tell us we are only human. We are only earthly. But God is saying, no, 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 no. I have created you differently. I have created you like my children, my own. You know how it works when things reproduce, right? If I speak about human, for example, about people, they come together. They have intimate relationship. Amen. And we have the female part, which has the ability to receive the seed of man, the male part. And again produce another man. There is
there is a principle behind this. God created a soul to be the female part.
Ang Dios nagahimo siya og kalag para sa kabahin sa kabayanan.
The soul of man has the ability to receive the seed of God.
Dunay abilidad sa pagdawat sa semilya sa tao.
And the seed of God, which is the word of God, can come into the soul like into the womb of a woman. And what happens in the womb? It's very small, and it starts to grow. It is the same way as if you are sowing seed. You have to have the ground, the earth, and you have to have the little seed. Amen.
Amen.
And when, because if you throw the seed on the concrete, it's the same seed, but the concrete has no ability to receive the seed and produce a flower. Amen.
Amen.
You have to have a soil which has the ability to work together with the seed to produce accordingly. You can take your Bible. Take one of the dogs. And read him the Bible 24 hours a day. The dog will be very happy. You know, you're friendly to him, you're reading him, you're very kind. But the dog has no ability to receive the word of God. It has no ability to produce God. It has no ability to produce Christ. The only thing which has the ability to produce God or Christ is the soul of man. And God desires to have many sons. He wants to use the soul of every one of you. And you say, how do I do it? Well, how do you do it? We have one example in the natural, don't we? There was a woman. Her name was Mary.
Maria.
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 Okay. Maria.
Maria. Ang pangalan niya Maria.
Is Elohim kind?
Maria.
Elohim.
Okay. Elohim kind.
Elohim na klase. Maria.
Elohim klase. Okay.
Klase.
So, Maria Elohim klase.
Elohim klase.
So, God sent an angel with the word of God. And he offered it to Mary. Mary, however, has to willingly receive it. Okay, let me sit quickly if I have the scripture. Luke 1:31.
Lucas 1:31.
Luke 1.
Lucas
1:31. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus.
Lucas 1:31. Lucas 1:31. Ug tan-awa, ikaw man ang kondiha sa imong tagoangkan, ug magahimog sa usa ka lalaking anak, ug magatawag sa iyang ngalan nga si Jesus.
He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David.
Ug siya mahimong tago ug pagatawag nga anak sa kinatas-an, ug ang Ginoong Dios mohatag ngadto kaniya sa trono sa iyang amahan nga si David.
You know, she is just a girl in Israel. But she had a submissive heart. And she was Elohim kind. She was able to receive the word of God. And Mary is confused and say unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
Oh, dito ba ang anghel nato kaniya mingon? Ang anghel mo landong kanimo o ikaw magapanampon sa kabatang lalaki o sa pagkatawagon ng Emmanuel, anak sa labing halanggon nga Dios o mahimong dako sa Israel.
Do you understand? God needs a soul.
Ang Dios na kinahanglan gayud og kada
willing soul.
Kanang dunay
and so on. I've jumped to 37. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And listen now. And Mary said, behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Be it according to thy word. This is what God is looking for. He is bringing the word. The archangel Gabriel represents a messenger.
Si Gabriel nga archangel mao siya ang nagpadayag dito kang Maria.
Now the same thing is happening.
Oh, mao ra gyapon ang itabo.
God is using people who are bringing the seed of God, the word of God.
Amen.
Nagdala ang tao liso gikan sa Dios.
To all of you.
Or gihatag sa mga tao.
Because all of you have the potential to receive it. Amen.
Amen.
And if you have the same attitude Mary had, and you say, let it be unto me according to thy word,
then
the angel departs. Because you have received the word. And the word you have received is the word of God. Is the seed of God. So what it will produce?
mahimo og mahitabo niini.
It will produce the Son of God.
Mahimo kini anak sa Dios.
It will produce the same nature in you like in God.
Oh, diyan niini ang iyong kini mahimong kinabuhi sa Dios. Diya sa Dios.
It will first deal with your own environment, with your own soul. And then it will bring forth the fruit. And God can use you to again bring the Word of God. And this is how God reproduces. He wants to have many sons of God.
Magkahimong magdaghan ang mga katauhan sa Dios, iyang mga kaanakan.
And the good news is, all of you have the potential to become one. And we are bringing you word of God that can make it happen. It is not word down there, low there. It is not worried about being churchy or doing religious business. It is word of God that says, I want to have sons. Are you willing to be one of them?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why we so easily reject every other calling and everything else, because it's temporary, it's small, it's little. Because the calling is so high. God is desiring you to be like Him.
Ang Diyos nagtinguha kayo na may sama kita. Ito kaniya.
Do you understand this? So, how do we treat the Word of God? Let's go to James 1:21. James 1:21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness and grafted word which is able to save your souls.
Santiago, Kapitulo 1, Versikulo 21. Tuwod ni ini, isalikoy ang tanang kaugawan o kapaghinobra sa kadautan, o dawata o basta kaagong ang itiso kapulong na nakahimo sa pagliwas sa inyong mga talag.
And let's go to 22. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves.
Baitigos, apalahimo kamo ng mga tigbuhan sa pulong, ug dili mga tigpaminaw lamang, nagadalimbong sa inyong mga kaugalingon.
Amen?
Amen.
You know, there's great calling.
Apayon na pagimas, dako pagyan ng pagtawa.
And there's a great fight over your soul.
Great
fight over your soul. Because the devil, he also wants to be eternal. The devil also wants to reproduce with you. He wants you to have the nature of the devil. He has a problem. He is not Elohim. So he cannot reproduce with you. So how does he do it? He doesn't have his own seed. Do you know what he's doing? He takes the seed of God. He takes the word of God. And he changes it.
Do you know what is a GMO? Genetically modified organization or organisms, not organisms. Genetically modified organism. Okay. Genetical. You take corn. And the corn has a certain DNA. Genes. It has genes. It has a certain information coded in the genes. Do you know what I'm speaking about? If you put corn in the soil, you don't need to tell it what it should become. Thou shalt be corn. No, it has all the information encoded in the genes. The information. And it has certain attributes. The height and how it is resistant to weather and all those different things. Now, what the people do now, they go there and they change the genes, they change the information. And for example, they take some genes from mouse. And they inject it into the information of the corn. And then the corn grows. But it's a little bit, it's corn with a little bit of mouse. And the result is the mice don't eat the corn. Because the mouse can sense there's something wrong. You'll be very happy because in Philippines it's not so much. Would you agree that in the United States most of the food is genetically modified? Most of the food is genetically modified. So the devil's idea, because he doesn't have his own seed, he would take the seed of God, the word of God, and he would twist. It's almost the same, but it's not Son of God anymore. So you can preach almost, you can preach from Bible, but you can produce the son of perdition. So when the devil was talking, he was talking to Eve.
Or he was talking to Jesus. All the time he's quoting the Bible. Didn't God say? He was genetically modifying the seed of the Word of God. The woman had soul. Eve had soul.
Si Eve nga maong babae na si kanan.
And the devil was desperate to get hold of the soul.
Onya ang maong demonyo nga tingwa sa pag
because if she would receive his word, she would become like devil. And a sin would enter in a humanity. And the devil can rule the soul. And this is why it was such a tragic situation. Because she received the genetically modified word. It was not exactly what God said. Bang! Destruction. Satan tried the same with Jesus. He tempted him with the word of God. But Jesus knew the Bible.
Amen.
And he rejected the devil. And he submitted to God. And the devil had to leave him. So, I want you to understand that the calling God has for you, the plan for your life is so much bigger than you can imagine. You have something special in you. You have the soul that can receive the word of God. You can bring forth. You can produce Son of God. But be careful. Because there is also the word of the devil. He wants to do the same. So treat your soul very carefully. And I pray you would be like Mary, who would receive the word of God. It saved her soul and produced. God bless you.